Now, slippery roads and other harsh weather conditions are a large obstacle for drivers, sure, but also for companies designing autonomous cars. A group of researchers in Finland have designed a self-driving car made specifically for demanding weather conditions. Michael J. Corin is a technology writer for Quartz based in Silicon Valley. Michael has reported on a lot of stories about self-driving cars here in the U.S. Michael, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, I see tests of self-driving cars happening in, you know, big cities in the Southwest a lot. How big a challenge is it to get them out there in, say, snowy conditions or lots of snowbanks on the side of the road?
Well, harder than you might think. A lot of these companies are based in California, or as you say, they're testing in the Southwest or in Florida. So unless you're in Michigan or a handful of the northern states, they really haven't had a lot of time in the snow or even sleet.
And what kind of technology do cars use to see, I'll put that in quotes, what's going on around them?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's actually a mix of technologies. So typically what they're using is radar, lasers, something called LIDAR, cameras, just like a visual camera, and then ultrasonic sensors that are for short range detection, as well as using telemetry. So they're actually looking at a map at the same time that they're absorbing all this other data coming at them.
And I understand this LIDAR is a pretty common one. It helps get a 3D image of what's going on in the world around this self-driving car. That maybe doesn't work so well for snow, where a snowbank might look like a wall or the car doesn't know what, I guess.
Right. So you can imagine you're shooting a light essentially out at various objects, and then it's bouncing back and telling the sensor what's there. So ice, water can act almost like a mirror or scatter a lot of that light. And so it confuses the sensors, and it's very difficult to tell exactly what it's seen in front of it. And so what they've done is they've tried to make a mix of radar, which actually allows them to see through precipitation or fog or snow, and then visual sensors, as well as data coming from the road and other cars around it.
Of course, being here in Wisconsin, the land of ice and snow, or at least for part of the year, we're interested in this project we'd read about going on in Finland, where they're trying to design a car, and I guess they have their share of snow in Finland, that's going to work in these kind of conditions. So, and I guess they're using a project using more radar than that LIDAR. Can you talk about why that's going to help them?
Sure. So what they've done is they've swapped out some of the, as you say, LIDAR using for radar. And what it does is it's essentially using electromagnetic waves to bounce a signal off of the objects. And it goes through a lot of the things that would otherwise stop a laser sensor. And they've added more of those in the front of the car. So they have a better detection what's coming at them, and they can see a wider range. Whereas the urban cars tend to have more sensors in the back and around to do better positioning for other objects that are moving away or towards them. But it's still pretty preliminary. This was their first, I think, snow-ready autonomous vehicle.
I got to level with you, Michael. I've driven non-self-driving cars where I thought they didn't test this feature in the cold, you know, where the sliding door freezes shut in freezing rain or things like that. How much are these companies really doing to make sure they're tested in, you know, a lot of different types of weather conditions?
That's a great question. So I would say not that much, to be honest. So they're still trying to solve the how do I get around San Francisco question. And eventually they'll probably get around to the Arctic or at least up into the Wisconsin area. Most of the time, that'll be fine. There won't be that much difference. But this is going to be one of the last challenges that autonomous vehicles solve, essentially, which is to drive anywhere in all conditions.
Is this something where you think the technology is going to get big? If it gets big, it'll happen first in larger cities in less snowy places?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's a debate going on right now whether this is going to happen first on highways or first in cities, and if so, what cities? I think you'll see the easy cities first. So that might be an LA, which has, you know, very distinct traffic patterns. Actually, they don't move that fast since they're usually in traffic jams. But I think it'll take a while before we see it in sort of northern cities or ones where there's a lot of chaotic traffic or hard, difficult weather conditions.
And Michael, we keep seeing headline after headline about some kind of milestone in self-driving cars. How close are we to seeing them, you know, to being in a place where a consumer could seriously think, yeah, I might have one of these in the next couple of years?
Yeah, so the U.S. federal government has a level ranking for autonomous vehicles from zero all the way up to five, which is fully autonomous. The level Z, zero is like a Model T. The level two is sort of a Tesla autopilot, if you've ever seen that. Essentially, it can drive itself on the highway, but you have to be able to take control anytime. Level three is supposed to be here already, actually, in prototypes, and maybe in the market in the next year or two. Tesla claims that by 2020, it will have a car that can drive in virtually any condition and be safer than humans. Tesla and Elon Musk in particular tends to be a little late on their predictions, but they do tend to deliver eventually. So I'd give it a couple years.
And level five is what? A car that could go without even a human in it?
You press a button and then you show up at your destination and you never have to touch the wheel.
Michael, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date on the technology.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Michael J. Koren, technology reporter at Quartz. He joined us to look at the new self-driving car models experiments, trying to adapt to snowy conditions.